Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Petty bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Don Fotopoulos. Don is the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. She's Associate Professor of Business at King's College and founder of DF Consulting. And Don, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about how we can wrap up the year, how we can get a jump on the on wrapping up the year with our numbers. What do you think?
Well, the first thing is everybody has to make sure that they've captured all the expenses that they need to capture for this year. Like, do not wait until January. December 31st is a hard stop. So what I would do is Thanksgiving, right? We just finished Thanksgiving. We have roughly a four-week window before year-end, and, of course, we have the big holidays in between there. So run, don't walk, to your accountant. Sit down with them for an hour, and yes, pay them to do this, and lay out everything that's gone on in the last 11 months and say, are there certain expenses I need to take this year? So things like insurance, Jim, you have some discretion as to when you pay that. Depending on what, you know, your tax liability is or, you know, there are some adjustments that we can make that are perfectly legal. But now is the time to look at the options and make a decision. January 1st is too late. So that's the first thing.
And let me stick another thing in here. Folks, now, this is when accountants are available to you to do this.
That's right.
Not busy all the time, but this is a time when they're at least going to take your call. If you call them after January 1st, they're going to want to know is are your books done so I can do your taxes?
Not only that, Jim, that's right, but, you know, in January, the deadline for 1099 reporting actually moved up by 60 days. So when I was talking to accountants, it used to be March, now it's January. And so these guys are saying, you know, we used to have like a little bit of a breather in January, not anymore. Mm-hmm. So that means the business owner needs to lay up all the information for the accountant like yesterday. Because January is ending up to be a very busy month for accountants, and what you don't want to do is you don't want to get caught in the undertow of all of their clients' needs as well, right? You want to make sure you have priority. So make sure that you know what expenses you need to take this year. The second thing I would say, Jim,
what does that mean? I mean, when you say that, I think some people say, "Well, of course I'm going to take all my tax and my expenses. Is there something I'm missing?"
Well, sure, because if you want to sell your business 2 years from now, you might want to show more profitability, not less profitability, because the terminal value of the business is going to be based on a multiple of your profitability plus maybe a number of other factors. So it may not be about conserving cash or
you might actually need to pay a little more. You may have, if you want to sell your business, it might cost you a little more in taxes in the meantime.
It may very well do that.
Because if you're going to drop more, if you're going to drop it on the bottom line, you're going to have to pay more taxes.
Well, that's right, but that, again, is a strategy question, and that's a question that you have to pose to your accountant.
Right.
So you can't wake up on Friday and decide to sell your business on Monday and maximize the return.
It takes years.
It isn't going to happen.
It can take 3 to 5, maybe even 10 years.
Well, sure, you need an off-ramp, and your accountant can help you build that. So that's why, you know, those are some considerations.
Can I stick another one in here? If you have capital gains, if you have passive income, passive income can only be offset by passive losses. Can only be offset by passive income. I'll say it that way. So you could there are ways, a small business owner, if you've got too much passive losses or write-offs in any particular year because of something you've done. You can't take those if you don't have enough corresponding passive income. So if you own your own building, you can adjust your income when you're in the rent so that you can defray some of those by converting some earned income into passive income. What do you think?
That's right. But that's an accountant question.
Right.
Right? You don't want to assume you know. Let your accountant tell you based on how long you've owned the building, the value of the building, depreciation.
But after January 1st, you can't move that money around.
That's exactly right. And the other thing that is, I'm pulling my hair out over this, I just had a conversation with an Intuit Pro advisor who was telling me about a small business owner client that she's working with, and this guy said, I can't pay payroll, I can't pay my taxes. He shows roughly $300,000 in earnings before taxes, and he cannot pay his taxes, he can't pay his payroll. So I said, do me a favor, take a look at his AR, accounts receivable. Mm-hmm. How many clients owe him money, and how much money is in that bucket? Well, it's $450,000, Jim. Okay, and then
he
broke and
he's just not collecting his money.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's his money. He's the bank. These are all the people that he did work for who haven't paid him yet. So he's invoiced them, but they haven't paid him. And if you want to collect against your accounts receivable, this is the window of time in any calendar year to do it.
And they're ready to do it because they want the expenses. Right?
Well, they want the expenses.
If they've got
the
money, they're going to pay you.
Well, in year end, usually the revenues are pretty strong. So the time to try to collect against outstanding invoices is when revenues are strong, not when they're weak.
Right.
Because everybody's trying to conserve cash. So the next layer of the analysis is you have to see what's the aging report. How long have each of those receivables been outstanding? And anything that's been outstanding over 30 days, you got to jump on the horn. And in my book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, in Chapter 6, I give sample dialogue as to how to collect money.
But the people that call first are the ones that you think are having a good year because they're looking to make sure that they maximize their expenses this year.
And they also want to keep you as a supplier next year.
That's right.
So that's going to happen because they pay their bills.
I need your website quickly.
HiddenProfitProfit.com.
Check it out, folks. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.